Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for joining me. Moving along this week with my third player interview, I have Bella Benars from Keyport, sophomore, right?
Yeah.
Bella plays soccer and basketball, multi-sport. Do you do any spring sports?
Yeah, I do track too.
Okay, so you keep busy. Three-sport athlete, something you don't see that much these days. First, to start off, I like to ask, how did you find the adjustment last year when COVID hit and then all of a sudden you're virtual learning and not in the classroom?
I think it was originally like hard for me because I wanted to finish out my sophomore year in school, and a bunch of my, because I'm friends with the older class, they're all like, oh, we had an amazing freshman year, sophomore year, like we got to experience our freshman year fully. And you had to do it virtually, like you got the short end of the stick. And so I kind of was jealous about that. But I think that it was okay. We all had to do it, so it really wasn't that hard for us.
Okay. Now, so you're the first Keyport player I'm interviewing. How did they do it at the end of last year? Was it you had to be on Google Meets at a certain time, or did they just email you assignments and you had to finish them at a certain time?
I did it two different ways. One way was just through Google Hangouts, where you just said like morning and like you saw that you were present in class. Yep. And then another way was just through Google Meets and like being in class with their cameras on and showing us having to do work.
Okay. Yeah, I find it fascinating. Every school district was different.
Yeah.
So, you know, there was no unified, you know, steps to take. Now, when school started this year, were you virtual or was it like a hybrid?
We had the option to go hybrid and virtual. So I stayed virtual to, I think, the second marking period, and I went back, and then I got I was told I have to quarantine, so I haven't been back since. But I'm planning to go back.
It seems like a lot of athletes that had the option did the virtual thing until at least their season was over and whatnot. So, yeah. You know, that kind of makes, you know, you being a soccer player. Now, talking about sports. Sorry, text messaging. College coach texted me. How old were you? Now, soccer's your main sport. You play basketball too. But how old were you when you started playing soccer?
I didn't start playing on like a team till I was about, I want to say like four or five. I think four. But I was playing ever since I could walk because my grandparents are both off the boat Italian. So my nonno, he played soccer, so it was kind of just, it was like expected to play.
That's great. And it seems like, you know, it's usually the right age when kids start playing soccer. It's usually the first sport, you know, that or t-ball. How about basketball? How old were you when you started playing basketball?
I did KY when I think I was like, I don't remember. I did it like a while ago, and then I stopped, and then I didn't start playing again until I was in seventh grade, and then I've been playing since.
Okay. I know you say you do track, but did you do any other sports when you were younger?
I did softball for the central school, so I played that to stay busy too.
Yeah, softball. If you play soccer and basketball, softball is definitely a slower pace.
much slower.
Answer's probably obvious, you know, because, you know, your grandparents' background, but is that why soccer is probably your primary sport?
Yes and no, because I think that like just playing by myself and like doing everything by myself has definitely made it more enjoyable. But I think having like your family support you and like your family do like as you're learning to do it, I think that also helps a lot to stay with it.
That actually leads into, you know, my next question. How has your family, you know, helped you, you know, through your development?
It's definitely been a lot more challenging as I get older because there's just a lot, especially in a competitive club with parents and players. Like it's definitely different. But like my mom, ever since I played, She's always wanted me to get to the best level that I could because she saw that I really enjoyed it. So, like, getting out of like the Union Beach Club, out of Hazlitt and everything, like, she wanted me to do better and like be at the highest level.
So do you have any siblings?
Yes, I have a sister.
Yeah, older or younger?
Younger.
Does she play any sports?
She does basketball and field hockey, so.
Do you try to help her for basketball if she needs help?
I mean, personally, I don't think I'm like the best person to do that. I'm not really a good. I just play basketball to play basketball. Whatever happens, happens. So I mean, if I see something, because my coaches always say like I have good defense, and I mean, I don't think my layups are my forte, but I'll definitely help her if she needs help. I definitely have in the past too.
I've been saying it for years. Coaches even make fun of me because I say soccer players, they make, to me, they make the best defenders on the basketball court. And I have, there's one local high school coach that always jokes with me about me favoring the soccer players on the basketball
No,
court.
it's definitely true. It's been said to me since I played in 7th grade, so.
I coached soccer when I was growing up, so I have a very good soccer background. So that's probably why I prefer my soccer players. But you could just like I could mainly because I coach soccer, I could always tell on a basketball court who if they played soccer ever. You could just tell by their footwork and just it's their defense. It's just you could tell them by the way they
Yeah,
play
and
defense.
I don't think it makes it any easier that I'm also a defender, so it just fits.
So you're a defender for your club team?
Yeah, for my club team, I'm a defender. For high school, I play like center mid, center D.
Do you find that a hard adjustment or I mean soccer, usually when you play soccer since you're young, they try to move you to different positions so you at least know the positions. But do you find that difficult? Because I mean Cedar Stars, that's a it's one of the better academy programs in the state. Do you find it hard adjusting from a defender to midfield?
I think that it's not really that hard. It's just like being moved up from a defender to like an outside forward, I think, especially playing center defender. But I think that like overall, like being a versatile player is like it's the best thing to do because I haven't been a defender my whole life. Like I played forward, I played midfield, so I just think like I guess like saying like get the rust off, like getting the rust off me to play in those positions is definitely the best.
Yeah, my niece plays soccer, and she at every practice she practices at defender, but every game they play her at forward. Now she's younger, she's smart, like she knows soccer, so she doesn't find that adjustment hard. But the other kids are they're 8 and 9. They, like why are you practicing them at a different position when you put them in
No,
a
it definitely still follows you. Like
yeah.
if you have your mind set on a certain position, you're not gonna be a versatile player. Like you're gonna be that one position. And coaches are gonna recognize that too.
I like to ask, players this, who growing up, who's a role model of yours? It could be, family member or celebrity or athlete.
I think that in the beginning, it definitely was my nonno because he introduced me to it. And there's a photo of him, like, and his team when he played in Italy, in their like screen room or something, in one of their rooms in their house. And then, as I started getting older, I feel like it's everybody's. But Alex Morgan was definitely one, especially being like younger and wanting to be a forward. But it definitely has changed. Like it definitely has changed to like Becky Sauerbrunner, Kelly O'Hara.
Okay. I haven't really followed the team lately. I would say probably, I mean, Carly Lloyd was always one of my, mainly because
Yeah.
I was at Rutgers when she was at Rutgers. So that's one
Oh
reason.
wow, that's actually really
Yeah,
cool.
she was on the same dorm floor as my best friend's girlfriend at the time. So
Oh wow.
I saw Carly a lot when she was a freshman. Now I like Tobin Heath now. So,
Yeah.
you currently play for Cedar Stars. Do you remember who your first coach ever was when you first started playing?
It was, oh my. I don't I think it was oh my God. Oh, her father, she goes to modern day, Sophia Jensen. Her
Okay.
father was my first Dave Jensen, maybe.
Okay.
I think it was, I had a coach before that, but I just can't remember.
That's all right. And who's your current Cedar coaches?
I have Joe Kent and Lee Fuller, or I forgot how to say his last name. Lee.
Who are any local present, these days when you play on these teams, you got kids from all over the state that basically come and play. Anybody from like the shore area that you currently play for on your club team?
Like, are you talking besides like that I've played for previously, or like
Currently.
I just play for Cedar Stars, like I just play there.
No, I know, but do you have any short, is there any other players like locally, like short conference players?
I think there's a couple short conference players. I'm not too sure who they are. I know that there's like I know the Gresty sisters, one of the younger ones. They're a year younger than me, so they play on the 06 team, and then Olivia, she goes to Trinity Hall, I think.
Okay.
She used to go there. She used to play on my
Okay.
team. That's all I can remember.
Yeah, I sure I know who you told. I saw Trinity Hall a couple times last
Yeah.
season. How have your coaches at Cedar Stars helped you in your development?
I think definitely because like my team, we've been through men like we've been through a couple coaches. I think every coach has a different style of play, so every time that we've gotten a new coach, I think that it's just added another layer or level to my style of play, because it's just you could see like how I played when I played with my coach before Lee, and how I played with Lee now. Like there's I take like I have attributes from every coach, I guess you could say.
That's good. I mean, that's how you get, so well-rounded, especially, today's day and age, there's so much training out there that you could work on all different aspects of your game. We'll talk about high school a little bit. When you were going, you're getting ready to, almost finish with your sophomore year. When you were getting ready to go into high school, 8th grade, your incoming freshman, what are some goals that you set for yourself that you wanted to achieve on the soccer aspect?
I think as I remember, there wasn't really any goals I set for soccer, because I think that like I just wanted to play, like going to Keyport. It wasn't really, as I love my school, like I guess we're competitive in like within each other as a team, so I just wanted to be the best for my team to push each other forward. But I know that it was going to be hard with other teams, because I know other teams like Trinity or St. Rose, like those teams are going to be. So it just was trying to be the teams that could be, and just holding our ground to play like Trinity Hall or St. Rose.
All right. Like I said, I apologize for the interruption. When you were going into high school, did you like set that, hey, I wanted to be a three sport athlete, and try to get a varsity letter every
I mean, the varsity letter definitely was part of it. I've always wanted a jacket. Like I've always been a part of like the older, like I've always had friends that were older, so I've always had a varsity jacket. So I definitely always wanted a varsity jacket. I think that the three sport part just came with it, because I did softball and I didn't want to. I guess like track was a better option, so I didn't want to do softball. So I just wanted to stick with the three sports.
What event do you do for track?
They want me doing sprints, hurdles, and I tried to throw a jab, but it just wasn't working. Jab was not working. Jab was not it. I definitely think I'm gonna do sprints, maybe mid distance and hurdles.
Okay. We'll talk your freshman year a little bit. Going into soccer season, what are some goals you had set for yourself going into your freshman year?
Freshman year, I just wanted to be in the shape that I needed to be for both high school and travel. I think that playing soccer during both travel and high school definitely helped because I was able to take the stuff that I learned from soccer and just push it towards, like, if I wanted a goal or if I wanted to get like a through ball, just like making sure I can make those passes so I could do them and maybe get, like, I guess a better stat.
Now you're in the division with St. Rose and Trinity, right? Yeah, you're in that
Yeah,
division.
they're calling it pods now or
Yeah.
whatever.
Yeah, I hope they go back to the divisions next year.
It's so confusing.
I didn't understand why they called the pods because technically they were still divisions. I
I mean, I
don't.
guess with basketball it made more sense, but soccer just it didn't
Yeah, you know, the way they did the postseason, you know, kind of did,
make
you
sense.
know, make sense. What were some highlights you had your freshman year?
Freshman year, I think I had I think a couple goals, maybe one or two goals, a couple assists. I remember I had an assist or a goal during Asbury, I think it was. So it like just like little bits and pieces there. I remember more from last year.
That's a weird division because you got a couple very good teams and then a couple not so
Yeah,
good teams.
I mean, this year I know that I definitely remember this year more than last year. I think I maybe had an assist against Randy last year, something like that. I don't know.
Just real I like to ask the underclassmen this. When you were a freshman, were there any upperclassmen that helped you like along the way your freshman year if you had any questions or issues?
Like just having like I guess more guidance because I am a very vocal player on the field, just having more guidance on where to like go because I played more center, I played like center mid and center back during my freshman year too, so just having more guidance in the midfield because it was the other center back was a midfielder that was just there, I guess. I don't know how to describe it. Like switching positions was hard because I was able to help her and she was able to help me, and she was only a year older, so it worked out. It worked out much better.
Switch to basketball real quick. I know you say you do it, you know, just, you know, for fun. And but as a freshman, you know, looking at the stats, you led the team in rebound, and that's pretty impressive as a freshman. And you know, you led the team in rebounding again last season. Is that something you pride yourself on? Is the rebounding aspect?
I mean, yeah, I guess I could pride myself on that, yeah. 'Cause there's not much more I can. But definitely, rebounds, I guess being so long and having long arms definitely helped a lot.
I mean, you led the team in scoring this season.
Yeah, we had a couple injuries this season and a couple missing players, but yeah. I didn't know I led that one either. That was a new one.
Moving to this season, this past season, did you think soccer season was going to happen with COVID going on?
I think I thought soccer season was going to go on. I didn't know about basketball though. Basketball was I didn't think that one was going to, but definitely soccer because it was outdoor and we were able to wear masks and some of the I guess what's the word like what's the word I don't know what the word is, like some of the rules or whatever were lifted, so we were able to play. Like I
Yeah.
thought that.
Yeah. Was that tough? You know, you girls are practicing and then school starts and you had to wait 2 weeks until you could actually start your season.
That was definitely weird.
A
That was weird.
lot of people agree with that.
I don't know why they did that. I don't That was weird. That was one of the weird things this year.
When I interviewed a Brooke Memorial coach who's been coaching since I was in high school, he said, I interviewed him the day before or right before you girls were about to go live again, where you could actually scrimmage each other and have contact and stuff. He said to me, I can't wait for, you know, Monday. You know, my girls are tired of me doing like conditioning drills and touch drills that, you know, I don't want to see anymore. I just want to see them scrimmage and see what we actually have out there.
It was different, like having a smaller team, definitely not being able to scrimmage as much, because it was just like shooting drills, passing drills, like a lot of inner competition that wasn't really scrimmaging. So I mean, it was different. I was excited to get on the field when we had our game. That was fun.
Talk basketball again real quick. You were named to the coaches all pod second team. Did you know that?
I knew that one. Okay. I was kind of confused because I don't like the pod, the first team, second team, third team, all sure. That stuff, it's not really in soccer. It's like division and it's all sport. It's not as many things. And then you had the honorable mentions, and it was just too much for my brain.
There was that. That's one thing that, you know, there was definitely a lot of probably like 50% of the players were named.
Yeah, a lot.
Especially when you get down to the honorable mention and stuff like that, it's like, what is going on here?
Yeah.
I mean, still, it's, you know, the coaches in your pod, you know, recognize that, you know, the impact you had for Keyport, which is good to be recognized like that.
Yeah, especially for, I guess, a not really a smaller school, but a smaller school.
Mm-hmm. Were you a fan of the postseason, the way they did the postseason, where, you know, basically everyone got some extra games instead of the usual short conference tournament?
I think that for us, it just added a lot more stress because one of our seniors came in contact with someone that had COVID, and then we were just throwing people in. I think that we actually had a lot more fun during those pod games, or like the postseason, or whatever they called it. We definitely had a lot more fun. I think we actually played basketball more than we ever did the whole season, especially against, I think it was Brick. Like, we played really, I mean, the score didn't show it, but we played really well.
I'm close with the Brick coaching staff, so. Yeah. I forgot what I was going to ask. Oh, I don't know. Playing soccer and knowing, did you have any interruptions during the season with COVID?
Our last game was cut off.
Okay.
We didn't have our last game, which was...
Now the fear, well, it's not really fear, but, you know, getting ready for a game and then all of a sudden maybe the other team pulled out. Was that something that was like in the back of your mind, or did you just do it like one day at a time?
I think I looked at it in both aspects because my coaches were saying, look at it one day at a time. And then I was thinking like, oh, like if this happens and this can't happen. So it definitely affected me both short term and long term, because if I came in contact with COVID, I wouldn't be able to go to my travel team. Like, I wouldn't be able to go to my club team. And then they would have to quarantine. And I know the feeling of, like, when I found out I had a quarantine, it was in the middle of basketball season. We had, like, I think we played Mater Dei or something. And it scared me. So, I didn't want to think about
it. What, did you came in contact with somebody?
So... they suspected that I came in contact with somebody, and then the person that was supposed to have COVID didn't have COVID, so I was able to go back.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I understand the school districts and stuff, you know, they're under, you know, they don't want to be that school that has an outbreak because they let somebody that might have caught, I don't know, it's just weird. Yesterday, I actually interviewed my first player who actually caught COVID. I talked to a lot of between soccer and basketball, I talked to a lot of players, and I talked to the first one that, you know, actually interviewed her, and she told me during the interview that she had COVID. I didn't know. So that opened up a whole, you know, can of, you know, questions.
I definitely think I've came in contact with it, or at least have had it at least once. And now hearing that you can get it twice, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. Right now, you know, a couple people at my job have it right now, but, you know, I'm shocked I haven't caught it, you know, cause I like even since the beginning, I haven't been home. Like I'm out all the time, you know, and even before the mask mandate, you know, it was pretty bad out there. I was going into all the stores and I never caught it. I guess I'm just lucky.
before, like a couple, a week or two before we had like the whole quarantine, everything was shut down. I was sick as a dog. Like,
Oh, so you might have had
I had a runny nose, I had a headache, I had a fever, I had like every symptom that you could think of that came out with COVID, I had it.
Yeah, you. I think a lot of people, because this past last basketball season, a lot of kids had the flu, but it might have been, it just might have been this, and we just didn't know it yet at the
Yeah, I
time.
had the stomach bug. That was bad. That was
My
really bad.
one of my best friends, he had the flu. They thought it was the flu, and he swears it was. He goes, it had, it was like the beginning of January. It was like sometime in
Yeah.
January. So, hopefully, knock on wood, everything hopefully starts clearing up and stuff like that. I want to, you're going to be a junior next year. What I like that, if this is, I usually don't interview sophomores, but I saw, how you make the all pod team. Usually I wait till your junior year. But what is something you're looking to improve on in soccer from your sophomore year to your junior year?
I think definitely not being so hard on myself. I definitely I set really high standards, and I think I set high standards for my team too. And coming from a team that doesn't really have that much experience or is just playing to stay in shape, I think that it definitely brings a different outlook than playing with a team like if you were going to play with like Trinity Hall or St. Rose. Like, you definitely have to adapt to the way that players play, and I think that just having a lot more fun while playing high school is definitely going to be my goal, and obviously getting more goals and assists.
Here's a tough question. You're playing at Cedar Stars, which is such a high level soccer. Is it tough when you go from like Cedar Stars, or Keyport, where I mean, no offense, but since I was in high school, Keyport's never really been strong on the athletic side. Then is that difficult, somebody with competitive nature like yourself?
I definitely think it is very hard. Even my mom, she says that I mean, no offense to my coaches. I love my coaches and I love my teammates. Thinks that I become a worse player, or she's like, I'm spending all this money and you're playing like how you play, and she thinks it's not the best environment for that role. But I definitely enjoy just playing with everybody, so it's
It's
whatever.
always, it's, I went to a pro, I went to St. Rose actually.
Oh,
But
wow.
yeah, but I've become so pro public school, stay, play, stay home, play with your friends and
Yeah.
stuff like that over the past couple of years. Because it's nothing like play, playing with the kids you grew up with,
Yeah, and
I'm sorry.
I think it sucks because a lot of the kids, like, a couple of the girls don't really play soccer that much anymore. So it's like you want to, and Henry Hudson and Keyport come together. So I've definitely made friends with people from Henry Hudson and people from Keyport, and I'd rather it would stay.
And Keyport, I mean, they're a small school too, right? Isn't Keyport a small school?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess you could say we're a small school because kids from UB and Keyport come, like, we're in the high school, so.
Going your senior year, I want to ask, what are some things you hope to pass down, to the underclassmen?
Wow. That's something to think about. I would just like just to be like make sure you have fun and I guess like leave back like a good positive attitude in the coach's mouth and the player's mouth as well, because I know I could be a little sassy sometimes on the field with the other teammates. So I don't think the word sassy is the word, but I can get a little rude, and I can get even with like my own teammates, if something doesn't happen the right way. And I know, like, I guess like look forward and like really dig deep into how you think other players could play and push them to be the best they can, because there's definitely a lot of potential in players.
That's great. Up for some rapid fire questions? What's your favorite TV show?
Oh my God, this is gonna sound so bad. Jersey Shore, I've watched it too many times to even say it. I can't say that out loud.
My company just partnered with the situation with this protein and supplement.
Oh my god. He actually was in Keyport yesterday. He went to the ice cream shop that we have in Keyport.
Yeah. My boss, they're very close. They're very good friends. He's always posting videos of them working out together. How about your favorite movie?
Moana or Finding Dory for sure.
Favorite color?
Red.
Red. Favorite number?
3 or 13.
Okay. Are those your soccer numbers?
For high school, I wear 3 for basketball and soccer. I wore 2 last year for basketball, but I think I'm gonna stick with 3. my dad, my sister, and my birthday are all on the 13th, so that's just
a number. Favorite school subject?
Math.
Math, okay. What is something you enjoy doing outside of playing soccer or basketball?
I don't really get to do it a lot, but nap.
Nap?
No, I have like no time to nap, but I like napping.
We'll talk your future. You know, I know you're finishing your sophomore year, but what are some things, you know, when you start looking at colleges that, you know, might interest you, like size, location? Have you thought about that kind of stuff?
I definitely have. I guess being on that competitive level of soccer, I definitely have to start a lot sooner, and I definitely have thought it. I think that coming from a smaller school, I definitely want to go to a bigger school, mm-hmm. as intimidating as it sounds. I do want to possibly go to a bigger school. If a smaller school comes up and they have a better offer or whatever, it depends on what situation I'm given. Mm-hmm. But definitely,
that's smart. I tell basketball players that. Don't worry about the name of the school. Who takes care of you the most? You know, because also, college is expensive. So yeah.
The location. My mom was always like, if you go to California, I'm not sending you back home for Easter. I'm not sending you back home for spring break. You're going to have to stay there. And I love my family and, like, my grandparents. I love them. I love everybody in my family. So it's definitely, like, I want to come home.
Yeah, so you want to be a little bit closer where you can come.
I think I would stay, like, in, I mean, the East Coast that we are. Like, I would stay there.
Okay. Do your grandparents always come to your games?
With COVID,
they before COVID.
They came to a couple of them, yes.
Okay. Do you know what you want to study in college?
I want to be a psychiatrist, so anything in psychology.
Okay. You kids, I don't know how you do it, you know, playing sports at such a high level and pick these majors. Last question I'm going to ask and then I'll let you go. What advice would you give your younger self?
I definitely would give my younger self the advice to, like, I guess the situation I was in, I was coming from Hazlitt and I was going to go to Cedar Stars a couple years, however many years ago it was. Huh. And, I went before we had the tryout and before my spring season had started. I definitely wish I switched over during the time that I was given that period. I think that definitely would have changed me as a player a lot more. And I also think it would have given me more exposure, if that makes sense.
No, it does. I know the exposure those programs get.
Even at a young age, I still wish I had that, like, I guess more competitive side.
My niece just, I don't think any of her, the parents are going to listen to this from her current team, but she's moving over to PDA for fall, so, you know, from her club team, so... So it's going to start getting very competitive for her.
So I definitely wish I went at a younger age but I think that even now, I think that it's probably better that I didn't, because I realize what hard work is and I realize what I need to do to be at that level.
That's something, you know, my sister was a little conflicted with, like, she's only 9, but does she want to move her now, you know, and where it's so competitive she doesn't like the sport anymore, or but then she, you know, she's her current coaching is not good, you know, and does, you know, end up sticking there, and you know the other girls are progressing and she's not progressing because the coaching isn't there, so you know she's kind of torn, you know, like that. So
And especially at a young age, you have your friends and everything. I
yeah.
definitely I've been trying to get a couple of the girls that I used to play with like for a couple years now, but after a long time of just asking them to come, like you almost like you want them to, but if they feel more comfortable there and they think they're doing the best there, then that's where they fit.
Yeah.
Like
Yeah, you gotta go what, you know, it's the best fit for that particular person. All right. Bella, I appreciate you joining me today. And you know, I wish you luck. I know the spring season start did it start already for Cedar? No? Okay. So I wish you luck on the spring season, and hopefully I'll get to a Keyport game in the fall. So I'll circle the St. Rose game. Maybe not that. Yeah. I sort of score. You scored against them, right? You this past season.
St. Rose.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that
That was like
that
one of the
was
first games of the year.
yeah, that was my first goal of the season. It was like the last 3 seconds of the game or something like that, and I scored off a penalty, like it was like outside of the 18 or something
Okay.
like that. So
I'm familiar with obviously the St. Rose team with the coach and stuff. So
yeah, actually Bella Tomasini, she's a freshman, I think. She used to play at Cedar Stars.
Okay. So, all right, I'll let you go. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.